Migraine is already added, I see. Wow. So what's going on with y'all out there today? How y'all Wednesday going? It's hump day, man, the middle of the week. For some, you got two left. For others, hey, you beginning your weekend, right? Hey. So, guess what? Hey, it's time to get busy. Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the host, Mr. Talk. And, we got space happy, man. First, I want to give my shout-outs to the chat room. Janice, Lethal, Sick the Tank, Strength, please.
Walk away from the mic. Oh, everything is on the up and up here. I don't know, Trina Lee. Like I say, it may be BTR. Because everything is up on the up and up on this end. I got good readings on this, on the things. Okay, yeah. So I think I know what it was. Okay. I got you now. But anyway, what's going on out there, y'all? How y'all doing today? We got a great show planned for you. Today's show, you know, yesterday at the end of the show, I said we was going to do a show on race, mixed race. You know? Oh, well, cool, Tank. Thank you. And check this out, man. Check this out. You know, as I started to think about as I find, you know, as I thought about it and with everything going on, I say, well, why do you even go to that go there? But as I was thinking, I came up with something else. What not a what if show? A what if show. What if? No, we always, when we're talking, we get into that area anyway. What if? Right? Right. So, with what ifs, I'm like, yeah, that'll be a good one now. What if? Oh, Lord, have mercy. So, that's what we're going to be talking about today, y'all. I know it seems a little far out to the right or the left or in center field, but, you know, I thought we'd take a look at some of this and explore whether, if we did live in a world of what ifs and they were reality, would we be better off today? Would we be better off? We're going to talk about it. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. You know, while we go through the pre-show things, you know, we're going to talk about it. What if, and I'm going to give y'all some things to think about. What if no one could marry or be in a relationship with anyone of the same color, race, religion, background? What if that was the way it is supposed to be? It was supposed to be. What if there was no religion? No religion whatsoever. what would we have faith in? Huh? What would we believe in? How would we get along? How would we make it through each day? And what if we had just no justice system and we were a completely lawless society where anything went? Wow. What if? So those are a few of the what ifs that I came up with. And I'm sure some of y'all out there will have some what ifs. Y'all want to add to it also. So that's the title of the show, What If? And I'm looking for a very spirited conversation on that topic alone, because there's a whole lot of people out there with what ifs. And my grain in the chat room, I mean, he's already started with his what ifs. What if this bloody steak I am currently eating didn't taste good? Well, I guess you would stop eating it, huh? I guess, migraine. I'm just saying. But, of course, you know, migraine. I tell you, migraine is like the show's comic sometimes, because you never know what's going to come out. Sometimes it makes you laugh, and sometimes it just makes you shake your head. I'm telling you. But either way, migraine, you know you're part of the show. So, with that being said, just giving y'all something to think about. JJUK, I see you out there. Thank you for joining us today. All right. So, with all that being on and said and have been done, let's get on with the show. Let's get on with the topics and, the rules of the house, quote of the day, song of the day, and the boogie boogie get down, and the boogie boogie get down. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, wow. All right. Well, thank you, Michelle Layton. I appreciate that. All right. Now, if you want to join the conversation today, just give us a call at 347-838-8622. We enjoy to have all your comments. We like to hear what you have to say. And we will entertain it. All right. We do. We love to entertain callers. Because you know what? What I have found since I have been doing this show, and I try and bring topics and things to you, the listener, that has some relevance. It may not be every day, but it may be to somebody's life. It may not be everyone, but that one person out there that may need to hear something on a certain day. And hopefully I'm reaching at least one person. You understand? Now, but in the same thing, I learned so much from each and every one of you that it's a two-way street. It really is. And I want to say I appreciate each and every one of you so much for tuning in and listening. Now, if you want to send me any messages or comment, you can send it to ericlesstalk@gmail.com. I check that about 800 times a day. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Befriend me. I'm always putting articles out there, chatting, checking. Hey, whatever you want to do. Those are the ways you can contact me, and I'd be more than happy to be there with you. All right? Now, as I was saying before, the house rules, we enjoy to hear everybody. And if you want to call in, feel free. You know, you don't have to be conscious, upset, or scared. Now, if by chance you don't want to talk live on the air, we have our chat room. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62, and it take you right there into the chat room, log into whatever social media site you're using, and you right there. You can have your conversation right there. That's right. It's too easy. You know, one thing we ask that when you call in, and this basically is putting the house rules in a very, how can I put it? Okay, I'm going to put it this way. I'm going to tell y'all the best way to act when you call on the show. Act like an adult. This is an adult show. Things are going to be said that are adult oriented. Okay? Now, don't get it wrong. We're not going to be doing any outrageous, you know, things, because we do like to keep it respectable. But speaking of respectable, you know, if you do call in, please be respectful to other callers that's on the line as also. And I would make sure that they're respectful to you as well. No personal attacks. Please do not attack anyone on my show, because I will handle you. And another thing is, just because you may think it's a personal attack, I may not think it's a personal attack, because everyone has different ways, different things. Now, I try and be as fair as I can, though. I really do. I do. I think I'm one of the most, how can I say it, considerate, respectful, open-minded hosts that's on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm not bragging. I'm just putting it out there. However, I'm not going to let anyone disrespect you. You will not disrespect me or anyone else on my show. Okay? So, those are the house rules. They're not hard. You know, they're basically simple etiquette that everyone should know. But, of course, you know, I understand some people are more passionate than others about certain things. And sometimes they let the tongue run more than it should. But it's okay. It's okay. I would handle that. Okay, I will handle that. So that is what it is. BP, I see you, sweetie. What's going on? All right. So with that being said, let's get on with the song of the day and the quote of the day. And Lethal said the song of the day should, let's see. He said, I think an appropriate song due to everything going on in this country would be Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. And this first phrase from the song goes crazy, but that's how it goes. Millions of people living as foes. Maybe it's not late to learn how to love and forget how to hate. Well, you know what? That's a good one. I don't know where you were about 24 hours ago, but that's a good one. I'm going to have to look that up. Maybe we can use it for another show. Now, the question is, can we understand the migraine? You know, because Ozzy can't talk worth a lick. So, I don't know whether it was since he bit off that bat head or what have you. But, you know, Ozzy, I don't think he's all there. But, okay, I'll check out the song. And like I said, I'll check it out. Hey, if y'all have a song y'all want to hear as far as song of the day, hey, like I say, send it out there and let me know. Let me know. I'll play it one day. I'm always looking for songs of the day to go with the quote of the day and whatever the topic is of the day. So, all right. So, with that being said, let's get on with the quote of the day. Now, the quote of the day is interesting. And I'm going to say, I say it's interesting because it's something that I thought of. I don't know if anybody else has ever said this or even thought about it. But, you know, listening to people talk sometimes, I really find it interesting about that thing they call misery. You know, misery is something that is just crazy. It really is. Does everybody deserve to be misery? No. Misery? No. Miserable? No. Should everybody be miserable? No. But it's interesting, though. It really is. And here's the quote of the day. Misery loves company, but it was never meant for one person. Yeah. I know some of y'all scratching here like, what the hell? But that is something that I really believe in. Misery loves company because it was never meant for one person. That's right. Usually when a person say they're miserable, what are they doing? They telling someone else, right? You never heard somebody say, nobody never sits in a room and say, man, I'm just miserable. Usually there's some audience sitting there listening to this person declare how miserable they are. Y'all never thought about it like that? And maybe I'm out there left field all the way today, but that's the way I think about misery. Someone is always around when you're declaring you're miserable. That's why I say, oh, what? Hey, Gracious, how you doing? I know it sounds a little crazy, but I guess I have legitimized it in my mind. It makes sense to me. You know, when anybody says they're miserable, there's usually someone listening. And, you know, once one person tells another person they're miserable, right? The other person says, oh, what's wrong? You know, and then they start telling their problems to the other person. Now, if that other person is not as strong-minded or as grounded in where they need to be, all of a sudden they begin to feel miserable. Then what's happening? Then you have the pity party, right? I don't know. Maybe I'm just talking out the side of my back head right now. But I'm just saying, that's the way I look at it. I may be wrong, but it's my quote. So, hey, I believe what I believe. Misery loves company because it was never meant for one person. That is my quote of the day. Okay. Y'all stop laughing at me. It's not funny. I do have a mind. I use it, okay? It may sound crazy, but I have, it's legitimate in my mind. All right. Anyway, the song of the day. Now, the song of the day is a new song that's out, and I've heard it about 3 or 4 times now, and I really find it interesting. I really do. It's a very interesting song that I think we gonna go ahead and listen to today, and it kind of goes with what if, the topic of the day. It really does. It kind of goes with what if, and because it does, we're going to go ahead and play that for you right now. So, okay, without further ado, and we can talk about it when we come back. Without further ado, here is the song of the day. I hope you enjoy. If I can ever get it playing. You know, sometimes Blog Talk be tripping, man. You know, they make you do, they make you see crazy. Okay, here it is. Song of the day, y'all.
Third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K, sure. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. For those that like the same sex, have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children, it's somehow forgotten. But we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
The
I don't know.
And I can't change. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay. Gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender, skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walk out and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. don't press pause. Progress march on, with the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. And kids are walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us, we have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
I can't
y'all, that was a song that they call Same Love by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Now, hey, I done got beat up in the chat room about this song already. I'm not endorsing the song. I just wanted you to hear the words to the song. And this is why. What if? Now, you know, back in the 70s, right? Back in the 70s, we had all kind of songs coming out as far as social awareness, right? Social awareness. Okay, so now, can this song be considered as a social awareness song? Or is it, as someone in the chat room said earlier, a brainwashing song? Is it a part of the agenda of the lesbian and gay community once again forcing the mainstream, the quote-unquote mainstream, to get on board, right? I'm just saying. I understand, Gracious, you strictly new and don't care about another one, and you're right. Just like I don't care about another man keeping me warm. I'm with you. And I will go on record to say it, and I've said it before, and I've said it again. I am against homosexuality. Whether it's a man, female, I don't care. Dog on dog, cat on cat. Okay, I'm not with that. I'm sorry. Real Talk Radio 17, thank you for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed the show. In fact, you know what? I have never seen you here, so let me give you some love. All right, that's the Real Radio 17. All right, Real Talk Radio. But anyway, you know, but the title of the song is very interesting. It says Same Love. It says it, Same Love. Now, for someone who hasn't listened to the words of this song right here, you would think, okay, it means basically the world should have the same love for everybody, right? I'm just saying. I'm just asking questions now, y'all. Help me out here. Help me out. However, once you start listening to the words of this song, it is geared more toward promoting the acceptance of homosexuality, lesbianism, you know. Yes, I would have played MJ's Black or White. I sure would have. But I wanted to play this song for a reason, because today's title of the day's show is What If? And what if? What if out of all this, that is the norm now? And heterosexuality, I think I just made up a word, y'all, is the it's not the minority now. We are the minority. I'm just asking questions right now, because it is what if. Goofy, I'll see you out there, man. Thank you for joining us. Whenever you're ready, just let me know.
Okay, I'm just asking. But I'm playing that song because it's easy, not easy, and believe you me, that song is getting much airplay. That's how I heard it. I didn't even know these cats had another song out, but they played it so much on my trip to San Antonio this weekend with my child that I got to bring this to the attention. We have to, and I'm saying this because we have to listen, believe it or not now. Yeah, I know some of y'all going to jump on me about this one too. But you need, even though we may not like some of the music, and it kills us to sit there and listen to it, we need to listen to this music our children have. And I'll tell you why. Because it's some, you know, I tell everybody anytime, when you listen to music, it's one thing to listen to the beat. The beat is good. You know, anybody can come up with a beat, you can jam, bam, 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 bam. But what I'm saying is sometimes you have to sit down and actually listen to the words that these people are saying. Because you listen to the beat, and you may hear the hook of the song. But are you listening to the verses in between the hook? You know, Gracious says, the song doesn't affect my life, but the thing is that when it's being played, why should we have to explain the words to our children? Well, if you don't know what the words are yourself, how are you going to explain them to your children? That's my point. I don't like the fact that this crap is being shoved down our throats. Well, if you're not sitting there listening to the words with your child or listening to the words when your child ain't around, then how are you going to be able to explain to them that, no, it just doesn't work that way? But what if? What if it did work that way? What if? Huh? What if that was the norm as it is becoming? Huh? I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out the side of my neck and maybe, you know, I need to join Goofy and hit a blunt or something like that to get my sane sanity back. But right now, that song right there, I mean, don't get me wrong, the first song, Thrift Store, I love that. But this here, they could have kept this on the shelves. You know, this is one of those songs they could have played once they passed on or something. I know that sounds so bad. But my point is this. Listen to the songs your kids are listening to, all right? Personally, I listen to a lot of old school, I do. But every now and then, and talk radio, but every now and then I have to turn it on them stations that my son listened to see exactly what is he listening to so I can correct or implant some more positive thought processes into what? His mind. Okay. All right. Let me stop. Let me bring Goofy in. He been waiting for about 30 seconds now. So let me bring Mr. Goofy in. Goofy, happy hump day Wednesday to you. What's up, brother?
Hey, Mr. Talk, happy hump day to you. I hope you're humping the right people now, because I heard your song right there.
Oh, I'm definitely humping the right people anyway.
You know what, Mr. Talk, things like this pisses me off. It's bad enough they used to bitch at the rappers for saying ho and slut and doing all this stuff. But now it's okay for this guy to be talking about his wonderful gayness, you know, doing what he does, you know, just wanting attention. This is all these gays want, is attention. And if you don't pay attention to them, then they're going to get to be rowdy gays. They're going to be upset gays. But see, now that the Supreme Court did what they did, now everything's coming out gay. I mean, pretty soon the milk you're going to be drinking is from a gay cow. You know what I mean? It's pretty sick on how they try to feed this shit down our throats when some of us don't even want to hear this shit. Seriously.
Oh, wow. You're right. You're right. Grace is in the chat room agrees, which you also say Goofy is right. They want attention no matter what kind of attention it's from. Now, but why, in that case then, why not be honest and say, and give the song another title than Same Love? You understand what I'm saying?
Huh? See, it's not a same love. Now, that kind of love is selfish. just thinking of yourself as being like a perverted way. Your brain was, when you were born, you were taught to, you know, be who you were to be. Now, most of us are men who grow up. We grow up to like women. Now, some of us nowadays who are getting fed with this gay is okay thing, they want to go out and adventure, the other side of the asshole, I guess you could say. You know, they want to go do this and do that. And like I said, they're promoting this shit. And kids out there that are just wanting to try it out, they're not gay. They're just experimenting it, like a white kid jumping into a black gang. He wants to, you know, it's the cool thing. They want to jump into it. They want to try it out. But I'll tell you right now, when, you know, some of those are getting, you know, rammed up their ass and they're bleeding their asses out, and then they come home and feel stupid, then that's when all those people who experimented and wanted to try it all out, they're going to feel dumb in the end. But America's feeding it down our throats, and all our kids, well, I don't have kids, and this is the reason why. Because I don't want my child to grow up into a society like this where everything's okay but your voice. Your voice is more deadlier than who your expression is. Remember we had freedom of speech? So
did we have
here comes a gay person, and, you know, they're doing their gay ways, and, you know, I happen to go up to them and say, excuse me, I don't appreciate what you're doing. I'll go to jail for a hate crime. And I'm serious. That's how it goes down. But yet, where's my freedom of speech? You know?
Wow.
And I'm dead serious, Mr. Talk. I don't know if you heard somebody in, I think, Europe or something. They were over there preaching the good book, and they were telling, hey, you know, a man and a woman are supposed to be together, not man and then woman and woman. They had the cops on this poor guy's ass. He didn't have freedom of speech over there. But they said if you target a group, then that's supposedly like against the law. And I guess the gays are considered a group. But I don't know, Mr. Todd. It just pisses me off how America is just digesting this gay is okay thing. I mean, you see all these stupid commercials with the no H8, you know, no hate. And, you know, to be honest with you, you don't need to do that shit. You don't see gang members going out there and making commercials saying, join the gang. Good chances are you might survive. You know what I mean? It's like, this is fucking, this gay stuff has been like a circus to bring it out like it's okay. And it's just pissing like Americans like me who don't like this shit. I mean, I have no problem with it. You go do it over there. But don't come to Starbucks while I'm sitting there enjoying my fucking venti hot chocolate. And there's a chick there with her kids watching Steve and Adam making out right in front of everybody like it's okay. Seriously, I don't want to see that shit. And I think that's totally disrespectful.
Well, let me ask this question, Goofy. I mean, since we're on this topic right now, and we're going to move on to the what if, the topic for the day. But right now, let me ask this question. Okay, most families have at least one or two gay individuals somewhere in the mix, right? Now, how come it's so acceptable in case, well, except for Lowe's case, you know, but how come it's acceptable? You accept them in your family, but now that they're out, let's see, requesting equality, there's a big problem with that.
Well, my sister's gay.
Okay.
She's been gay probably, I'm going to say, half her life.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is that she wasn't born gay, like my uncle, one of my uncles was born gay.
So wait a minute. So you believe that an individual can be born homosexual?
Like I said, Mr. Todd.
Or is homosexuality and being gay two separate things?
I don't know the statistics, Mr. Talk. I'm not gay. I'm just telling you what I see.
Okay, okay, well, I'm asking. You said, I'm just asking.
Hey, look at, now, listen.
You gay,
see,
you
sister.
Said, see, you said your sister was not born gay, but you said your uncle was born gay. So
mm-hmm.
now what I'm saying is, I'm trying to see, is there a difference?
I'm trying to explain the difference.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Goofy.
Well, we'll take my uncle for instance. You know, he was, you know, let's throw it in X-Men terms. He has a mutant gene inside him that makes his brain think that he is a woman. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, let's take my sister, for instance. She was born a girl, brought up to be a girl, lived her life like a girl, but she had a friend who influenced her. And then she became gay.
So, is it that she's gay, or she has just settled into
I don't know, Mr. Talk. You're going to have to repeat yourself. You're Patriot Gregging hard. And I mean hard.
I don't know. But what I'm saying is, is your sister really gay, or did she just become curious or bi-curious, as they say, and for right now, that's what she wants to do?
I told you, Mr. Talk, she was influenced, like a lot of Americans out here that are influenced. They see that, hey, it's the new trend, so they want to try it out.
But can someone really be, I guess they can. I don't know. And here's my thing, Goofy, and this is, I'm asking the question to everybody on the switchboard and in the chat room. Can someone really be influenced if they really don't want to be influenced?
Like I always say, take the white kid who joins a black gang.
Uh-huh.
That's influence. That's influence.
Or is it like you said before, said a little while ago, it's just part of being a part of the end thing. So is that being influenced or just want to be a part of a group?
I'm serious. The influence was that they brought it out to be okay. And then as they keep drinking more of the Kool-Aid, it's now the end thing, so everyone's just being gay.
Okay. Okay, Goofy, I'm going to leave you alone about it.
Am I going off script here?
You're good, man. You are good. I'm just messing with you. I'm just trying to get some clarity. Lethal Migraine says it's not even the same. You're born gay. You choose to be in a gang. And I'm going to tell you, Migraine, I personally believe that you are not born gay. I don't care. You're not going to make me buy into that. You say what the hell you want. Being gay is something that is a choice. Trust me. If a man is born with a Peter Wack in between his legs, then he ain't born gay. He not. Hell, you got me. As many. Look, I hate to say this, but y'all don't get mad at me.
Say whatever you want. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid of what? Don't be afraid of what? Saying what I'm going to say?
I shouldn't say this. Say it.
What I'm saying is, hell, if he got a dick between his legs, damn, he meant to be in some coochie. That's what he meant to be. He ain't born to be taking no teeter-white up his booty hole. I'm just saying, just like no woman is supposed to be licking another woman. It's not supposed to be that way. I'm just going to say it like I'm going to say it. Damn it, it's my show. And y'all can get mad at me. That's fine. I love you all regardless. But that would make my show so much fun. But I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And David Daly says, whatever that word is, disagree. She totally disagrees with me.
Well, Debbie Daly is one who always tends to disagree. If she has a nice comment, which I know she does, why doesn't she just call in?
Oh, Migraine says, I'm not mad at you, Eric. You choose to be ignorant. Okay. Well, you know what, my grand? You're lucky you're not on the air right now because I sure would tase your ass. Now, anyway, yes, gracious one, I do believe that homosexual spirits run through the bloodline of a family for a person. Well, you know, and then here's the thing. The spirit of homosexuality, it's an evil spirit, man. It's a demonic type spirit. Now, no, you're not born, you know, it can run through the bloodline, but that don't mean you're born with it. You understand what I'm saying? You know, a lot of times the kids pay for the sins of the parents. And it doesn't have to be that generation before. It could be generations and generations and generations before. So the homosexuality spirit is a demonic spirit, believe it or not. But y'all don't want to hear that. Hold on, let me bring 917 in. Because y'all making me lose my voice today. 917, welcome to the show. How you doing? What's going on? Happy Hump Day. What's on your mind? And who am I talking to?
All right now. This is Jakim calling from New York. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Jakim. What's going on with you?
Ain't nothing. I was listening fervently here to this conversation, and I want to bring something out and share something. I agree with you. I don't think a person is born gay, and this is my angle on it. Myself and my wife discovered now almost about 8 years ago that our son was gay. Now, that part right there didn't blow us away completely.
Uh-huh.
What happened was, not only is he gay, but he's also transgendered. So that all of that put together just totally floored us, and we had no idea how to take it. We had no idea what to do. I mean, you can't do anything if this person chooses to be this way. On top of that, our son was also promiscuous with his behavior to the point where now he has AIDS. So it's just the whole trip with him had been just a complete nightmare. And, you know, for parents and people who have loved ones who are gay, we need an outreach program for us who still love our family members but don't necessarily agree with their lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Because it's getting to the point where, you know, what do we do? The people that don't agree with the lifestyle have to accept our love for who they are, but yet
right.
are in pain because of it. How do we deal with it? You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
What's your name, sir?
That's Jakim.
Jakim. You know, I'm the most asshole of the assholes when I, you know, talk to my sister about, because my sister's gay, you know, and I always tell her, you know, there's far more fucking worse people than me out there hating you. So
right.
if you could take what little shit that I give you, then you shouldn't be fucking having a problem with it. If you're going to wear the jacket, then you better wear it pride. Well, I mean, with pride. Because
right.
these gays, not to put down anybody out there, but they expect a little bit more than the average human being.
I think
what really pisses, you know, us people who are not gay is that they're getting away with freebies. See, red carpet treatment. Look at that NBA player who was diddly squat, but yet he wanted to make his career look a little bit more extravagantic, so he came out and said he was gay. Never was mentioned in Sports Illustrated until he became gay. Boom, now you got a cover shot. Now you got a whole article about you.
Go ahead, sir. Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, what do you do if you're a parent and you got to deal with this? Because it's shoved in your face. And another thing that happened, too, is that it happened during his late high school years. And so because we didn't necessarily accept it, I think he used it as a crutch to drive. We didn't tell him, we didn't throw him out the house or say, you know, stop going to school. He stopped going to school, started running amok, and just a whole series of events that were just really horrible – that have led up to him now being in his early 20s, full-blown AIDS, and, you know, you know, we try to tell him, look, okay, if you're going to be gay, at least finish going to school and be one of these gay people that are filthy rich. Get yourself an education. You know, look how many gay people that are paid in full out there right now. There's a lot of gay people that are, look at Versace. The man had money on top of money. You know, I mean, you know, at least go to school and make something of yourself. You know, but I think he used that as a crutch to run amok. He was heavily promiscuous. And now look, but just to go back a little bit, we believe that somebody not only influenced him, we believe he was molested when he was younger as well by somebody. And when we confronted him with this, you could tell that he was, but he never came out and admitted who, because I was going to break the guy off sudden, whoever it was. And I think he knew that, and he never, ever admitted to us who did it. But you know somebody did. So I don't know. You know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I'm taking it better than the mother is. His mother is dead. She almost had to be hospitalized. She was devastated by it. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things, you know. So my thing is that – all right, go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead. I'll tell you when you finish. Go ahead.
Yeah, we need an outreach program for parents and for family who have gay people in our family. And somewhere we can go and talk and try to deal with this, because it's not going anywhere. This is a movement that is gaining full force, and I'm not against anybody for their lifestyle, but man, where can we go to talk about this and you know and not feel that we're bashing anybody? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't agree with the lifestyle. I don't want to see nobody dead either, but I don't agree with the lifestyle. And you know, I think myself and his mother were just having such a hard time with it. I'm glad I haven't lost touch with a nervous breakdown because of it. And that's just my spiel on it, guys. You know, I'm gonna continue to listen, but that's just my take.
Well, thank you, Joaquim, and I'm gonna leave your mic open. Well, but you know, wow, you know, and you know the part that really touches me is the part that, you know, he now has AIDS, which is a major killer, you know, especially in our community. What I'm thinking right now is, you know, maybe, and I know it was a shock, and I say it again, y'all. You know, I'm not for it. You know, I'm not. But that's their lifestyle. However, as parents, you know, and you bring up a very good question. You know, what do the parents do? How do the parents deal? Where's the support for the parents? And what I think mainly what needs to be done is, if possible, maybe you or your wife or just you get it started, to work on starting a support group, you know, for other parents that may be in the same situation. I mean, it's one thing for me to say, okay, I'm going to go out here and start a support group for parents with kids with AIDS. But if my parent, you know, is not – I mean, I'm sorry, if my child is not, you know, living a homosexual lifestyle, transgendered, or however, and not sick with AIDS, then I really can't understand fully the effects that it has on the parents. But, you know, and if you have the resources or, the ability, I would say that may be something that you may want to look into starting a group yourself. And, you know, so, you know, y'all can support each other.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, that's, and, you know, but pray about it, brother. You know, give me
that's all you can do. I just wanted to share that, though, because, you know, I think that, you know, again, I don't think you're born that way. I think something bad happened to him sexually. In fact, we know something bad. And not only that, just want to throw in there, because I'm also watching the chat, is that, you know what, I had a female cousin, just to use the same example, who, church-going woman, everything like that, she got kidnapped years ago when she was a girl, was raped, and then she became sexually promiscuous after that and became a porn star. So certain things that happen to you have a horrible effect on you and can make you go into very risque and very self-destructive behavior.
You know
what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, I think that has something to do with my son and him being molested and having him, you know.
And all I can say is that God, see, that's the devil's temptation right there. And if you just keep going with the word of God, God will never forsake you. Trust me, I think sometimes in my life that I'm fucking all alone and nobody gives a shit about me. But no, there's that voice always telling me that he's never gave up on me.
Well, that's true. And you know what? Also,
and I'm gonna pray for you, brother. I'm gonna pray for you to.
I appreciate it. And no, I know we did not condemn them. I'm reading the chat. We did not condemn our son. We
right.
I gave him a hug and I told him I still loved him. I said I did not agree with his lifestyle.
I said,
but you are our son and we love you, and we poured that love out to him, and you know, I didn't feel like we could condemn him.
Right.
Because what is that going to do? What is that going to do? Again, we don't have the tools, certain tools. We don't have the tools anymore to deal with this type of thing. You know, mm-hmm. there's certain things that are hitting us that didn't hit our great parents, our great grandparents, and our great great grandparents. We just don't have the tools. We need the tools to deal with real life crises that have emerged here in the millennium, and this is one of them. And we need the tools to deal with it.
Yes. You know, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I don't hate to say it because it's true. You know, and most of the time, if you look at these so-called reality shows, namely the House Whores of Atlanta, you know, and when they see the little, you know, the little gay boys on there, they flamboyant and, you know, and they just putting it out, as we say, they just putting it out there, throwing it on us. You know, so now, yeah, so, you know, now when, you know, even if you were transgendered or gay, you know, you respectfully kept that to yourself, you know, or your little tight circle. Now that's no longer, because it is mainstream now. And that's what, you know, it's mainstream. So what can we do? As you know what? And I'm glad you said that. You actually gave your son a hug. You say, look, I love you. You're still my child. I don't agree with, you know, your lifestyle. And like I say, I don't agree with either. And I'm totally against it. But that's between them and God. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can only tell you what thus says the Lord. Show it to you in the Bible. And after that, you do what you have to do. But, you know, since you're my child and I love you. And that's the point I was trying to get with Goofy about, you know, his sister and his uncle. He said one was born and one had learned, but my thing is, you know, how do we accept it with our own? But when it's, you know, some out there in our face like that, you know, we have a big issue with it. And, you know, that is something hard. I can't even fathom that right now. I can't. My son is 10 years old, you know, and we have our conversation, so. I tell you, I can imagine how hurtful it is, but at the same time, that parent's love it overrules all that, you know, which is good. And God's love
brother,
also.
You have some strength, man. You have strength, man.
You have God in your life, and God's looking over you. He going to give you the strength to deal with whatever. You know, as they say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And that's all it is.
Correct.
It's just a weapon that the enemy is trying to throw at you, and you've fought it off, and you know, I think with prayer and, you know, your continued dedication and your son and, you know, support for him, I think everything will end up being all right. You know, it's just one of those things. Some people say, well, maybe it's a phase, or I don't know whether it's a phase or not, but I know when the Lord is ready to deal with you and change you, turn your life around, it can be done. So, I'm you know, it's not a lost cause. I mean, that's just my opinion on it. Yeah. Okay, but hold on. Let me bring Mr. Vernon in. But, John King, I'm going to leave your mic open, man. So if you feel like interjecting any time, feel free, okay?
Okay, you got it.
All right, Mr. Vernon, what's going on, man?
What's going on, guys?
How are you today?
Hey, Joe, doing good. I just sitting here listening at that, man. I mean, I got to applaud the brother for being able to deal with that like that, man. I got three boys, and I just, that's just something that I'm not going to deal with. I think we talked about this before, Eric.
Right.
You know,
Well, I know your cousin said he's not dealing with it at all.
No, I'm not going to deal with it at all. I love my sons. I love each one of them. I love them to death, man. But if they come at me with that, they just got themselves booted away from me, man, because I'm not going to deal with them. Not going to put up with it.
But, Vernon, that is your child. How are you going to boot your child away like that?
But I understand what you're saying, Eric. I understand what you're saying, but I'm not gonna deal with it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna deal with it. That's my personal charge. You know, I refuse to deal with it.
Uh huh.
I refuse to deal with it, man. You're a man. You're gonna be a man. That's the way I look at it, man. I don't deal with gays out there in the street. It's not that I'm scared of them. I just don't have no respect for a man that goes that route, man. I don't understand that. I guess it's not. It ain't. And I'm not trying to understand it.
Let me,
Let me ask a question here.
And I've been throwing this question 8,000 times. So since I have three men on the line, I'm gonna ask this question to y'all. Let's see what y'all say. Uh-huh. Okay. How is it that it is more acceptable for a man to accept two women, you know, being gay and doing whatever, than it is two men? Why is that? Gay is gay. Now, I'm just asking because it's been thrown at me 8,000 times. So I'm asking, I got three men on the line, so I'm asking that question. And I'm sure there's some ladies out there that want to know the same thing. So it's out there.
Okay, I tell you what. This is John Kim. Can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
In the past, when me and my wife first got together years ago, in my mind, I never said this to her, but in my mind, I had pictured myself, you know, this as it running through my mind as a fantasy of me and two chicks. However, can I tell you something?
Yeah,
neither one of those chicks were my wife. I could not see my wife in a situation like that.
Uh-huh.
I think I don't know if it's a society accepts certain things in our minds or if it's just sexual deviancy that we, you know, kind of feed ourselves in the back of our mind. We think about certain things. You know, every fantasy you have is not a horrible fantasy. But, you know, just to try to go back to what you said, back in the days, it crossed my mind, but I could never, ever, ever see my wife involved in a situation like that. As D. Violet said, as long as it's not my wife.
Okay.
Hey, look, that was when I was a young man. I'm an old man now, so.
Wow.
Too funny.
Do you know that that us men would love to see that, but women would not love to see two men?
Okay.
No, I'm just throwing it out there because I've asked that question to, you know, my chicks so often, and none of them said that they would ever want to see two men like that.
Ah.
So.
Okay.
Us men accepting that, because that is like, that's like, you know, instead of one beer, we could have two, you know? Imagine you could drink two beers at the same time. That would be fucking crazy.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that's how we think, you know? It would be nice if some of us achieve that. It's a lot of hard work, trust me. Don't think you're going to go in there and you're going to handle them all both by yourself. No, it's a lot of hard work.
It is, Goofy. It is.
I'm telling you, but it's just again, see that would be, you know, a fantasy of ours or something like that. But if it's on the other side of, if women would want to see two men like that, they would never.
That's true. They wouldn't see it.
Okay. All right. I just thought I'd put that out there since we're on that arena. I thought we'll just put that out there. Wow. Okay. All right. So basically, you know, this is a topic here that we have to dedicate a whole show to, because we get deep into this thing. And as Vernon has said, we've had a couple of shows on this topic before, and they have gotten quite heated. So We're going to leave it at that. But, Joakim, I'm saying, man, bro, more power to you. May the Lord bless you, you and your family, and just stay strong, man. And look into that,
thank
though.
You. Appreciate
really
it.
Look into getting that support group started. You know, sometimes, you know, it just takes you putting that one little step out there. But then again, it also, there may already be programs in your area that you're not aware of, so you may want to do a little research and see if that's going on. You know,
right?
You never know who in your circle is also going through that. You know,
that's true too. That's true too. Right.
You know, because that's one of the little dirty secrets that we don't tell a lot of other people about, especially not in the Black community. You know, it's
right.
just something we not gonna tell each other unless you just you're part of the crew. But what I want to get into right now is what if? That's the title of the show today. And what if? And this is the first what if I'm gonna throw out there. And since I have three men on the line, I have some more callers on the switchboard and the chat room. I'm sure y'all be ready for this one. What if you could not date or marry anyone of your same race, okay, background or however you want to put it? What if we couldn't do that? How would it be? What would it be like? What if? Anybody can answer.
After a while... This is Joakim again. After a while, mm-hmm. I would imagine that after thousands of years of marrying outside your race, you'd wind up one race again anyway, wouldn't you? I mean, if you kept marrying outside and marrying outside and marrying outside, and this went on for a few thousand years,
uh-huh.
you'd wind up one people all over again anyway, because the mixtures would bring you back to something. I'm just speculating here. I'm not a scientist, yeah. and I'm not into the husbandry or hybrid, whatever.
Right.
It would, but you know, I'm assuming that after a while, you'd be one people anyway. That's
wow.
what I'm assuming.
Right. So basically, what you're saying is, no matter what, over the evolution of time, it'll evolve into the same race, regardless. If
right.
it just remain that way.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I think.
That's what you think. Goofy or Vernon? I know Vernon Ryan.
Yeah, I'm back, man. I had to take a little pause there and holler at somebody else. Yeah, I'm back with you. What's up, E?
What if we could date no one within our own race? How do you think that would turn out?
What if we couldn't date what?
Yeah, what if you couldn't date a Black woman? You couldn't date or marry a Black woman. You had to marry somebody else not within your race.
I think it would be an Asian woman for me, Eric. Hey, Eric, I'm Asian women, some sex-ass women, cuz.
Wait a minute, Vernon, before you go off on that, Vernon. I'm talking about as a society, man, as a society, not just you.
Okay, hey, you better tell me something.
What I tell you? You should have put all your peanuts out there.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, okay. Oh, that'd be pretty tough, man. Yeah, that'd be pretty tough there, man. I don't know how I would deal with that. I love Black women. I'm going to be honest with you. I love them.
Uh-huh.
But my next pick would be an Asian woman, though.
Oh, okay. That was your next pick would be.
Out there. Yeah, I'm going to put that out there.
You know what,
sir?
Yes.
Just a comment to the brother Vernon there.
Uh-huh.
When he first asked the question, I was thinking the same thing. I was going to say I'd marry Lucy Liu, but hey.
All right. So, oh my goodness. Hey, then. Boy, I tell you, okay.
Yes,
wow.
This guy here from. Is that the guy from New York still on?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, Vern.
Oh, okay. What, you in upstate or you in Manhattan area?
I'm in Manhattan area, brother.
Oh, okay. You New York City then?
Oh, yeah.
What they got to do with anything?
Upstate New York, you know, they upstate New York almost like down south. Have you ever been up there? I married a girl from upstate New York, my first wife, man, and.
Man,
up there, she was from
Manhattan,
New York.
Shut up.
Yeah, she was from Hill Mile. Hey, she was from the Hill Mile area, man. But Seriously, man, that's like us singers like the almost like the damn country part of New York, cubs.
Oh, okay. All right.
Can I address something real quick, Eric?
You sure can, Goofy. Go right ahead.
All
right.
I think the reason why, races are mixing because, certain individuals are getting tired of their race,
Ah.
A lot of Asian women that I sleep with, I sleep with a lot of Asian women, so, Vern, don't get mad. They always tell me that they're tired of, their own people because they're used to what they're used to. That's why they explore, dabble into other cultures to see, more than just what you're usually, regular seeing,
But is it boredom or is it, I'm not going to say, is it boredom or the lack of? But you know what, ladies, we have men online talking about this thing, but where y'all at? Give us a call, 347-838-8622. We would like to hear what you have to say on that also. Wait a minute, Mr. Talker is what? Y'all done put my name in something on the chat room. I need to go back and start reading some things. But anyway, David, what you talking about, Mr. Talk is? But
Debbie Davis over there running her gym, they're saying that I want to kill her and all
but
this
anyway,
stuff.
Let's bring Big Chris in and see what knowledge he has to drop on us today. Big Chris, what's going on, man? How's it in the most Chicago? Is it hot?
Oh, it's hot, steamy, wet, humid, irritable, and don't
shy down in the. Chi-town in the house. What's going on,
Chi-town? Oh, man, it's lovely, man. It's a beautiful day in my neighborhood. That's all I know.
Good. What's going on, man?
Oh, man. What? I heard what the other caller said. I keep forgetting his name. Where, cultures are just bored, so that's why they mix race. They mix the races that have children. But I'm sitting here like when he said that, like, wow, I would be kind of upset if I'm a child that was born because there were people that was born of their own race, and that's why I'm here, just out of boredom. They had, they had nothing else to do, so I decided to be with an Asian woman or a woman from Russia or just anybody outside my race. And I really didn't want to be with my own race, son, so I was bored, and I had a... We had a child, and here you are, and she's from another race. I'll be sitting there like, damn, you're just out of boredom. That's why I'm here, huh?
So now you're going to be thinking about that, huh?
Hey, Big Chris.
Yeah.
What's the difference in being born out of being bored and being born out of being horny, man? What a lot of kids, their parents didn't plan on them being here, just... It just happened out of two people being horny.
Okay, I got a good answer for that.
Well, that's called a hookup, isn't it?
Well, I got a good answer for that. My son,
yeah,
kind of like, it's a big difference. I'm bored and I'm horny. My son asked a little bit. He was like 15 years old last year, and he said, "Well, Dad, was it a difficulty? Something in these words, or was it difficult? How did you all? How was it? Was it all right? What was it?" I guess he was trying to ask the same thing you asked. Was there an accident? What happened when I was born, when you all met? I said, son, let me tell you something. Me and your mom got together, and we had a great time, and I enjoyed every minute of it, bringing you here, and so did she. Yeah, we were. I thought, man, we were getting it in. He was like, Dad, that's too much. You wanted to know. Man, I was wearing it out, and she was loving it. And you here.
Oh, wow.
We weren't bored. Hey, we knew exactly what we was doing. We grow. I was giving it to her. She was taking it. I told him just like that. Yes, sir.
I'm getting
in with your mama real good.
Wow.
Wasn't no, I'm pregnant. We knew she pregnant. We knew what we was doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, what we need now is a woman's perspective here. So I'm thinking, hey, cuz, I'm thinking we got to get some of these fat ass women to get on the line here. So all you chicks out there, if you're listening to the show, come on, bring your junk in the trunk on the line instead of just circling around and listening to us.
Yo, you know how to pull out that little funky ass shit stick and go to third, don't you, man?
Yeah, I thought I'd make it feel attractive for him.
He can stir it up, can he? He can stir it up.
I heard we got Debbie Daly in the chat room, so Debbie, bring your fat ass on the line instead of just being in the chat.
Actually, it may be her daughter. It may not be Debbie. It may be her daughter. I don't know. You know, the last time
bring her fat ass on the line.
Look, Joe.
No, that's not Debbie Daly in the chat room. That's a fake Debbie Daly.
Okay.
Oh,
now,
I'll leave the fake Debbie Daly home.
Anyway, check this out. No, she said it's me, Joe. So I guess it is Debbie. But check this out. Since we got all the men point of view on that side of it, ladies, we're still waiting on y'all to call in so we can hear what you have to say. We're going to move in to what if Joe, I know Joe is going to love this one here. What if we were all just one religion? Just one. What if we were just one religion, Joe? What if?
If we were all one religion?
Yes, if we were all one.
Well,
no, I said we. I didn't say you, me. I said we. We are all one.
Okay, we.
Uh-huh.
They still wouldn't believe.
If we, the entire people of the world, were unlucky enough to be under one religion.
What would we have faith in? What would we have to put our faith in?
Hypnosis, because that's what the fuck would have happened if the fucking world religion was just one. That's what you have to put your faith in, because the fucking New World Order or the Communists or the Rothschilds have taken over. One religion, that means everybody's like a Stepford wife. Everybody marches to the same fucked up tune. It's probably the religion of atheism if it's going to be one world religion. And I'm still waiting for the fat ass bros to get the fucking junk in the trunk on the line here.
Would we treat each other any better if there was one religion?
No.
You don't think so, Joe?
No, there's only one world religion.
Don't bring your trouble over here, okay? This is Mr. Talk Show. Our trouble don't have nothing to do with here, all right?
Goofy. Leave it alone, Goofy. Leave it alone.
I just don't want her to be clogging up the chat room with a bunch of gibberish. You know what I mean?
Well, we got people in the chat room. What are they saying?
There's nothing important, Joe. We're talking about one religion. Go ahead.
One religion, Joe.
All right. One religion. Under one religion, I can say fuck you to the people in the chat room, because if you're fucking stirring shit up, then fuck you. Yeah, okay, good.
Joe been gone for 5 days, and he just come back just full of it. The other day he came on the show and fell asleep. Now he back, he just energized. That's Joe we know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm here.
You know, he was like that. He was like that before, Eric. You know, he was, I don't know what was wrong with Joe. I think he been eating gunpowder.
Eating it, smoking it, drinking it.
Ran away one. His sheep ran away. But anyway,
not my sheep.
let's go on and go on to talk about what we'll get back on topic.
Well, look, seriously, if we were under one world religion, it wouldn't mean hypnosis, because all of us would have to then, as a world population, would have to be hypnotized. Theoretically, it seemed like a good idea that everybody would just seem to pray towards the one almighty God. But in reality, that's not how it works. It means that all of our minds have been taken over by some sort of entity which has hypnotized us into believing that all of us to come together have to worship one particular person. So if that happens, what happens to the traditional values of Judaism, Christianity, Mormonism, Protestantism, Buddhism, and all the other fucked up isms that are out there? What happens?
My point exactly. That's what I said. What would happen to it? What would we have
it
to put our faith in?
It means they were destroyed. They didn't meld into one religion. They were destroyed. Because people have to have the right to think differently from one another. If we don't have the right to think differently from one another, we then become a one world hypnotic matrix bunch of fucking androids. And I'm still waiting for the fat ass bitches.
Oh,
where
really? Joe, I told you about you somewhere. You got carried away a little bit, Joe. Calm down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Those are bitches with a little B instead of the big B.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Anyway. Anyway. So, okay, if that's the case, Joe, then why would it be such a problem then? I mean, we all under one religion, and everybody is happy with that since everybody has so many different religions now. We just combine all of them, put them all in one big pot, stir it up, give it a name, and say, this is what we got.
Well, how are we
Shouldn't everybody
do that?
Be happy? Because we have a piece of everybody, you know, every religion they got on, and we make it one big, gigantic religion, and that's it.
Yeah, and how's that going to happen? How's everybody going to throw away their past traditions? How are the Muslims going to throw away their past traditions? How are the Jews going to throw away their past traditions? That's not going to happen. The lessons are under
massive. What if by some miracle all this happened, though? And it did happen. What if?
Well, then everybody would be fucking hooked up to the same goddamn shit like the fucking people were in the Matrix. They were hooked up to some kind of machine. Because that would have been what would have happened. Nobody's throwing away their old traditions. And I happen to think that most religions, if not all religions, are full of shit anyway.
Yeah, we know. We know, Joe. We know. And we disagree with you on that one, Joe.
Yeah,
I
we
know
do.
Lord,
well, what is it? What is
I know
it?
Jesus Christ is he's my Savior, Joe. And you know, he still looks out for you, Joe. Even though you don't believe, he still looks out for you. Hold
he
on,
does,
let me bring
huh?
Kat in. Yeah, let me bring Kat in.
A woman.
Hello, Kat. How are you today? Okay. Well, we had Kat.
Oh, all right. Is Debbie in the chat room?
I don't think that would make us get along any better just because we was under one religion.
You don't think so, Bernie?
I mean, you look at it now. The Christians, hardly any of them can get along.
Uh-huh.
And they supposed to be under one religion. They supposed to be under the same religion. The Catholics, they divided. Islam divided. Judaism divided. You got problems in every, not just with other religions, you got problems within the religions themselves. So that would bring no peace right there, just being under one.
Well, I mean, Vernon, you have a point because, honestly, there aren't one. And you're right, there aren't one. I mean, because you have, I mean, let's look at all the storefront churches that popped up lately. You know what I mean? And why has that happened? Because someone was unhappy with what one minister was saying or they didn't think it, you know, and then they went and got a storefront church and did what they had to do. So I was just wondering, was it even possible? What if we could do it? You know, what would it be like?
What ever happened to the church of the fat ass broads?
No joke.
Go
ahead, Chris.
To Eric and Vernon first, because you know y'all got my ears pointed up, like where I know where you all your answers might go with this. But what is religion? And is God and religion the same thing?
Wow. Oh, that's a good one.
He put a damp on it then, didn't he?
He's got to go and get intellectual on us now.
Actually,
you
know, go ahead, Vernon. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead. You take
the
point.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Right, I'll go ahead.
I'm going to say no. Religion is and God are not the same thing, man. No.
No.
No, it's not.
Not at all.
Okay.
Isn't religion supposedly devoted to God?
Huh?
Isn't religion supposedly devoted to God? Isn't it
not
every
God.
Religion about the
religion,
worship of God?
Religion is not God. God is God. Religion is not God.
Okay.
It is a difference. Hold on, let me bring Renee in real fast.
There we go. I see.
Yes.
There we go.
Hello, Renee.
Finally.
How are you today? Hello? Okay, nobody wants to talk today.
Oh, baby, you can talk. Oh, man.
The women.
Hello?
You don't want one of the chicks, Eric.
Oh, no, Joe, you're scaring them off.
I'm not scaring them off. You're wiping them out.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, you got that old.
You there? There she is. Yeah, I just heard her.
Okay, I thought so too.
This is Kat. It's not Renee.
Okay,
oh,
hey, Kat.
Oh, look, Kat has changed numbers
over. Hey, Kat.
Well, I tell you, Kat, you got so many numbers, I'm going to have to come send an FCC to your house. Because good Lord. But go ahead.
No, my house phone died. I called you on my cell phone, and it's a different area.
Yeah, I know, but we ain't going to go into all that. Go ahead, Kat.
How are you, Kat?
I'm pretty good. It's raining here today. That's like, you know, Rick Perry went out and made us pray, so we got rain.
Good deal.
Well, it's been raining a little bit now. Come on, Kat. It's been raining all freaking week, so that ain't nothing new. But what you got to add to the subject, Kat? Huh?
What are we talking about? Y'all talking about God and wishing y'all had lesbian girlfriends?
Kat, what the hell you been listening to? I mean, Kat, you've been gone for a minute now. No, the question was, and we're going to put this to you, Dave. The question was, is religion and God the same thing?
Well, somehow this is going to evolve into a sex conversation, so let's just get it right out there that God would have to be a man because he made it easier for men to have an orgasm during sex than women. So, you know.
Okay, so is that your answer?
You know what, Kat? You know what, Kat?
So is that your answer?
No, I don't.
Let us come on in.
What's
wrong with her answer? She's talking about the religion of the orgasm.
No, that wasn't no answer. Come on, Kat. Now, that wasn't no answer. Seriously,
wow,
that
everybody
that
wants
it.
To worship an orgasm.
Really? Hold on for a minute. Just hold on. All right. 3959, you're on the air. 3959, you're on the air.
I said in the chat room, call in, ladies. They're not going to let you talk.
Oh, whatever.
Hello. What the hell, man? What, we got a railroad station here?
What's that noise? Oh. Is that my phone?
Somebody had pushed a button, but I guess they're traveling, so it's hard for them to.
Right. I'm just curious. Is there anyone that has common sense to answer the question? That's all. Real talk, though.
No, religion is something that, how can I put it? Religion is
a man-made creation in order to either worship God or to be controlled by a person who says it's an intermediary between
Joe looking at stuff. Yeah.
Okay,
good, Joe. And God is the creator of the earth. So, no, it is two separate things, though.
Oh, wow. That was really good. Yeah, that was
good.
That's all.
Yeah.
All right.
Something else.
I can't hardly hear them other people.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what's that noise now. Joe, that's you?
No, that's not me.
Who online you opened up a while ago?
Oh, it's
that's Joe.
Now.
That was Joe.
Oh, that was Joe?
I know how to find out who it was. Him and that dang on phone. Fix your phone, Joe.
It's fixed, isn't it? No, you're good now, right? Okay.
Oh,
you're good now.
Actually, that was an insult to all men. If she was listening to what she was saying, she was saying as if that's all men are good for. That's the only reason they're here on this planet. That's what I'm
about. Oh, that's the general feeling of most. That's not me.
All right, we're going to try this again. 3959, you're on the air. Okay.
Still got that sound.
Yeah. Okay, they'll have to work that out. But go ahead, Chris.
Well, that's all I got out of what she said. If a man is not good for busting, what are we here for? So, but the question is, if God and religion is the same thing? No, that's all. But then we go sex.
Amazing. Hey, you know what, Benny, you in the chat room, right? Is religion and God the same thing? Hey, Bible Truth by Benny is in there. Let's get his version of what's going on. Yeah. What you think about that Bible, Benny? I'm very. I want to see what he got to say.
Eric,
But
Eric, I think Cat, I think Cat got some on her mind, man. Cat, something going on with Cat, man, to make a statement like that.
Well, you know what, Kat, last week Kat was talking about walking around naked. Now she's talking about God must be a man because we orgasm faster than women. And I don't know what is going on with Kat.
Well, you know what, I'm going to expose Kat right now.
I think she got shortchanged, man.
Okay,
no,
that's what it is?
I'm going to expose Kat for who she really is. She's a feminist. Okay? Plain and simple. Kat is a feminist. She's a feminist.
No, actually she isn't. Actually,
no,
not
at all.
No. Actually,
no,
she isn't.
Oh, she's not?
No.
No, you speak directly. Joe doesn't have to speak for me, although it's nice of him. But, Chris, you could ask me directly. I'm not. You don't have to be afraid of me.
Oh, my.
Okay. I won't.
All right, the gloves have just came off. All right, go for it.
Gloves are off.
You just have qualities in being a potential feminist, I think. That's all. I could be wrong. Okay. I ain't always right. All right.
Okay, what's going on? What's going on with you, Kat?
What's it?
What's going on with
The question should be, can we imagine a world? I mean, I hate to quote a John Lennon song, but imagine there is no religion and no God. What would, and no heaven. How would we react to each other? Why do we need God and why do we need religion? And is it man-made or is it real?
Well, God is real. Okay, God is not man-made. God is real. Okay.
But we know God is real.
I know he's real. I don't know about you, but I know he's real. Because a lot of things that happened to me, I know couldn't be nothing but a God.
We believe God is real. We believe it.
If you don't believe God is real, what do you have faith in then? When something goes wrong, what's the first thing you yell out your mouth? Oh, God, right?
I didn't say that. You put words in my mouth.
You must have another line open. Somebody's line is creating this noise.
No, unless it's Vernon driving. No, it's not Vernon.
Hey, man,
I just
it's not Vernon.
Eric, you're going to put the blame on me.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not Chris. Okay.
Is it me?
I don't know. I'll find out in a minute. No.
Is it Joe?
Let's see. Yes.
That's what it was.
Again.
Dan, it
that
isn't
was
fair.
Twice.
I'm telling you, it isn't fair. It's me, always me.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Oh, no, Rob. Mr. Talk don't want to answer these questions. Oh, I answered the question you threw at me, Rob. What you got? You know, I mean, you done been through this before, Rob. So, you know, I hit you with a rake, you throw tax at me. So, when it comes to this stuff, so let's go, man. You know, me and Rob cool, man. I tell you, I like those
now,
with Rob.
Is that the guy, Chef Rob, what his name is?
Yeah, that's Chef Rob, you know.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So he don't believe one way or the other, do he?
No, he's in the atheist group.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
Let's see.
Hey, Vern, I was looking for your show this weekend. What's the name of it?
What?
Let's
get the Chef Rob question. The Bible has been used for war against many others, including the planet. Read it and pay attention.
Well, he's right. He's right. Religion has been used as an excuse for people to kill each other in the name of God. That, to me, is not a good representation of what an almighty, merciful God is supposed to be all about.
But wait a minute, Joe. Is that what the book is insinuating, or is that how certain people have interpreted it?
Well, that's what the book says. The Bible says if the heathens, the infidels, kill them, just like the Quran. There are passages in the Bible that say, kill the infidels.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. Okay. But what? What is the meaning of it? Are we just taking a piece of that one little sentence, or are we going reading the whole thing? You understand? Oh, because it's like I like to say sometimes, you know, a lot of ministers get up and do that. They read just a little piece of it to make it say what they wanted to say, but they don't go back and read the whole dang old thing to get the entire interpretation of what it was really meant. And Ken, ain't nobody talking over you. We just want you to say something interesting. Hold on, let me bring 111 in. Huh? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say.
111 on the air. What's going
who's
on?
Talking over who?
Hello.
Hello, Maze. How you doing?
I'm here. Hi. Your question.
Okay. What question?
About Christians and God.
Well, go ahead, Maze.
I mean religion and God. No,
okay.
God and religion have such that was what let's see the question. Maybe I got it wrong.
Huh? Is
that Maze
a lady?
I don't know.
Huh?
Who is this? Who is this?
I think that's Maze. Lady. Oh, that's Maze? Okay.
I thought so.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't
yeah.
sound like a bell.
You sounded funny, yeah.
I'm on a different phone because I'm ratting. So.
Oh, okay. See,
okay,
that's
so
who was making all that noise
right
earlier.
No, I wasn't.
Uh-huh.
See?
I just called in.
But
what
go ahead. Now, go ahead.
Question?
Huh? Is God and religion. Chris asked, was God and religion the same thing?
No, it's not because you got the witches got their religion, and you got the people that don't believe in different things. They got their religion. No, it's not. It's just like.
People don't think Christ wasn't a Christian either, as most people think he was. And that's why they keep running around like they're Christian. And I
tell you, be careful with that, because Christ wasn't a Christian, so watch you. You want to be one.
You better mute me, Eric, because if that's me, that's irritating. That's fucking sick.
Yeah.
You know, we know
it's
complaining about somebody else.
See how you know that works?
I don't hear him now.
I know, because I just muted him.
Oh, okay.
But either way, go ahead.
And
go ahead, man.
And then if it weren't for Christ being, I mean, for Christ being on this earth, we wouldn't be here. And then he do, it is religion, your spirit. So it's the spirit that brings you to the point where you believe because you've seen the work. If you never seen that work, you don't know nothing about it. That's the difference between some people that don't, that don't want to say if Christianity wasn't down on this earth. Because they never had to look at it to see it being done, his work. If you've never seen his work, you won't know what it is. It's just like you saying, you saw, that you know that he that is real.
Yeah,
and
Goose, okay.
You know that it's real because you've seen it. If you've never seen it, you won't think it's something that's doing with the power, got a power, the spirit. You make something the same that's happening that you just can't see. Unless you know
okay.
it, you're going to see it in a different way. And we know he got a spirit on this earth.
Oh, okay.
And if it was one religion, which would never be because there's not one language. There's more than one language and there's more than one religion. And we don't understand all the different languages and we don't understand the different religions.
Well,
that's what I got to say about the situation.
I think they could still be one religion due to the language situation because there are many different cultures and languages reading the Bible.
Yes, and they also serve one God. All of the religions, they just have a different name. That's only different.
But see, and here's the problem we're going to run into with that. And wait a minute, hold on. Okay. And here it is. And I say this every time I go to Bible study or go to a different church or something like that. And you have so many different people rewriting the Bible, and you know they're no longer. You know, back in the day, you had the Bible with the red writing, mean this is what Jesus said, and you know, and you had you know, and the black meant that's what everybody else did or said. Now you have it so to where you read one of them old Bibles compared to what the New International Version as they have out now, and they don't even mix up when it comes to word. They have been interpreted to. Me, things of today's society, not back then. Is that a right thing to do? And maybe that's where a lot of people have a problem with the old Bible compared to the new Bible today. You know, they have been interpreted so much now to everybody is looking, interpreting it as what was, you know, compared to what it's saying, you know, we comparing back then to what we have now.
Right.
Is that a good way of looking at it?
No, it's because because they're looking at what Matthew, John, Mark, and Luke said, not what God did. He left a commandment down here. Those were his verses. All of the other verses are men, verses for men, and women. Like Martha,
and all of those people that's in the Bible, those are not God's words. Those are their words. That's how people get it mixed up. When they look at the Old Testament and the New Testament, when the New Testament came in was when the Sabbath was taken away. Because the Sabbath was supposedly used to be served on Saturday. When all of that was taken away by Marcion and his group, that's when the Bible changed. And that's why you had missing pages and different things. See, I got an 1847 Bible. And I got all the maps and everything. And you look at the map of the back then, there was just different names. Like Israel and all of Palestine and all of those different places don't even look like the same map.
Say, okay. Say that again, James. Sometimes you talk so fast, I don't think you.
Yeah.
God dang.
I slow it down.
Say that again.
I have the map, a 1948 map. And it has, like, when Palestine, Israel, and all of those big places over there, they were named after the people in the Bible. But now it's not the same name, and it's not. They were named by tribes. And now when you look at the new Bibles, they're not named by the tribes as they were named by in 1948.
Okay.
The name has changed.
Yes, the whole thing changes. You look at a map from then and look at the map now, it's nothing. It doesn't look the same. And that's what the Bible means.
And so that's why so many people have such a problem with the Bible and the Quran and all that, right?
Yep.
Because the true and initial meaning have been changed or interpreted the way people wanted it to be, to use for their own good. That's why you have to know the man. That's why you have to know the man yourself. He'll show you what the truth is. But if you don't know him personally, then how can you really, you know, science can't tell you. All these Sabbatologists, folks, that can't tell you. I mean, hell, they still trying to figure out how the earth will form. The Bible tells you that. You know what I mean?
But, Mr. Paul, when the problem comes in is they're arguing about what Matthew, Mark, and Luke say. They're not discussing what God says. They always overlook what he says, his commandments. Or his commandments that he left for this earth, for this world. They don't never have a discussion on that, but it's always about Mark, Matt.
Now, anytime
somebody talking about the Bible, you know, they just mention all those people. They don't remember nothing that he had to say.
Well,
and I'm not a Christian. I always tell people I'm not a Christian because Christ was not a Christian, and I'm not one. I want to be what he is.
Actually, his followers, the disciples, his followers were called Christians. That's where that came from. Actually, that was only mentioned in the Bible, I think, like two or three times. And that was it.
Right.
Say again?
It was a derogatory term the way it was first used.
Well, yeah, because they didn't believe in Christ and what he was doing. So, yeah, you're right, Kat. You're right. That is true.
I think that the reason why people don't want to talk about God instead of Matthew, Luke, and John when you start talking about God and what God actually in actual fact say, and it can be found and proven, it's exposing a lot on the wrong that we as people
ourselves.
But Matthew, Luke, and John, it's easy to talk about them because, well, we can relate to them because they're the closest thing next to what we're doing that's right and wrong. You know, they just have a message. They the messenger. That's it. We can always speak on the messenger. But the person with the message, nah, we don't want to, you know.
And then they're talking about Solomon and Gomorrah, all of those different things. But that has nothing to do with God. No.
Yeah, let's talk about that. That's what God said. No.
But that's why I say they get confused there. Because nobody follows his laws except the Sabbath people.
Well,
I go to church on Saturday, I go on Sunday. But I do know what the Sabbath is and what his day is. He said, let no man change it. But, and if he said, let no man change it, then I'm always saying, if God said in his commandment, let no man change it, and man changed his Sabbath, somebody's not listening to what he said.
And most people who wrote those words,
the Catholic Church changed it.
Let me bring Joe back in. He's been quiet. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, And that, you know, most of the people who did God's work were sinners, and they were doing sexual acts with men on men and women on women. The women too. So we can go and talk. God did none of that. That's why we're so quick to talk about in Acts. And John said, Jesus Christ did a little bit of dirt himself. You know.
Wait. You said Christ did a little dirt?
Yeah, I believe Jesus Christ did a few things.
What did he do?
Well, I mean, like...
No, ain't no way I mean. What did he do?
And I'm for this, too. I think, and I believe it's not... I think he promoted, or he was for, chilling. For certain reasons. Chill.
In what instance in the Bible did he promote killing of anybody? You're not tapping on this.
I'm not a Bible verse kind of guy. I don't know.
No, Chris. You're not going to. No, Chris, you ain't getting out of that one. Don't go that way. I say it. Give me one instance. I ain't say you had to quote a verse. I didn't say that.
Right.
But I say give me one instance where he promoted killing.
If a person is doing wrong to another person, or they a very destructive individual, death should be for them. They need to die. If they're not following God's word or doing what he's promoting to do right, Jesus, kill him. It's where in there he promoted killing and death.
What?
Jesus promoted forgiveness, man.
Thank you. I think I see where you're going, because Rob done put something here, break the fourth commandment, and you are to be stoned to death. Well, see, this is what you fell into. Look, okay.
Okay,
all
right.
See, look, this is what the deal was, y'all. God gave the Ten Commandments. He sent Jesus down so we can be forgiven for when we do break the commandments or what have you. That is the purpose of Jesus coming down and dying on the cross. So he died for all our sins, because it was already known that we wouldn't keep them. We know that. I mean, he already knew this. We wouldn't keep them. So he sent Jesus down to die for the sins so he would not have to kill us every time we decide to screw up. That's what it was. Now, if anybody disagrees with me, fine, tell me. But that's the way I look at it. That's the way I interpret it. That's the way I believe it is. Now, I may be wrong, tell me. But Chris, I can't see where Jesus did not promote that. He did not. Jesus came down and at no time. In fact, what you talking about? He raised the dead in one. He saved the woman that was going to be stoned for number two. And he told him he would sin cast the first stone. And everybody knows stoning was a real popular way of getting rid of people back then.
Well, that was the way to do it.
Yeah, so I don't see where he promoted anything as far as killing. And I'm with Vernon, and he promoted forgiveness and everlasting life, but he didn't promote any killing now.
Yeah, he promoted forgiveness big time.
Yeah.
See, I got a problem with that forgiveness, too. I heard
killing. Uh-oh. What problem do you have? What'd you say, Joe?
He was promoting killing. If a woman was a whore, he said stone her to death. If a man was an adulterer or a woman was an adulterer, he said stone them to death.
Who said that?
That's in the Bible. That's the book everybody wants to read. Then everybody has to read it.
He left his law. You talking about something nasty, not him. That's what y'all confused.
I believe that in my heart, Jesus said that himself. Yes, Jesus said that himself. I believe that. I don't know.
No, he didn't. No, Jesus didn't say that.
Okay.
In the Old Testament, the laws, God's laws, and some people refer to it as the Mosaic laws, those were the things that you would put to death for, you know, when you broke the law. But when Jesus came with forgiveness. But, you know, he did say when he come back, you know, he wasn't He wasn't coming to save you. He's coming to judge the next round. So
he's off.
So it's gonna be back. It's gonna be back to the old way when he come back.
But the reason why is he left a law. In the beginning, there was no law. Then he left his. He put his friend and left a law. That's what I'm saying.
Well, to put it all together, nobody
knows
anything because there are about 1,000 Bible scholars all disagreeing about the same thing. So nobody really knows shit about the Bible. If you really
we
want
know
to
that.
Talk about
he
it.
He left his law on this earth. We know that.
If you don't know
why it's put it in phone. That's why it was put in phone. And then when you hear people saying when the gospel has been preached and then at the end comes, but we want to go to other countries and preach the gospel to other people. But it didn't start over here.
Well, people interpret the Bible the
in
way they
country,
want to.
In this country, it did not start in this country.
Plain and simple.
And the Bible was really written in Arabic in the first place. And when they retranslated it into English, some of the things got changed.
Wait a minute. The original tongues of the Bible was Aramaic and Hebrew.
Hebrew. Yeah, I thought it was Hebrew.
Yeah. Aramaic and Hebrew. Jesus spoke in Aramaic and Aramaic. Which was a broken Arabic tongue. That was a language. That's what it was.
And that's how it was written in Arabic.
Yeah.
And like broken languages. And it really was when it first started, it was written in history.
Yeah. Hebrew, Arabic, and Greek, all that different
and
stuff
Greek,
right there.
Yeah.
But you can't get a Bible. You can't really find one of those Bibles unless you just find some lucky person that might have one on their shelf.
Even if you do, there are something like 15 books that are still in the Vatican. So nobody knows what the Bible is about.
Don't talk about the Vatican, because the Vatican is the one that changed your laws anyway, in the first place. They changed the Sabbath.
You can find it, but you wouldn't be able to read it when you found it.
Why not?
It'd kill
you. You wouldn't understand nothing you were looking at.
I have seen it. So what makes you think that I can't understand what I'm looking at?
Yes, I can, Brenna.
I can do my name in Arabic.
you can what now?
Do my name
in
Arabic.
She can do her name in Arabic. Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
And I've seen one of the books. Oh, yeah.
Whatever. All right.
I like to collect old Bibles.
Okay.
When I found one,
I'll tell you what we're going to do. You know, this is always a hot topic. It really is. So I think, so everybody going to get their stuff together. I think next week we're going to do a couple of shows on this topic right here. I'm just saying.
Oh, fucking God.
We're going to let you be the moderator.
No, I'm not being
if you got a show on Satan, you will be here.
Oh, hold on. Let me bring Rob in, because Rob can add more fuel to the fire. So let's go on and bring him in. Mr. Rob, what's going on, man?
Hello, greetings, everyone.
Hey,
what's up?
All right.
You know, I put a bunch of stuff in your chat room, man. There's a whole lot of references to. Wait, let me speak. There's a whole lot of references to go ahead. There's a whole lot of references to killing in that book, man. There's a whole lot.
Wait a minute. I didn't say. What is NAB?
NAB.
You said Kings 2:23-24 NAB. What the heck is that?
I'm just taking it straight from the evilbible.com website. That's what I was saying. Because I didn't already
you missed the whole point. Brennan.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Yes, the thing. Yes, so, you know, but still, it's still there. Okay, and there's a whole lot of references.
You're breaking up, Rob.
Rob.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's just too many references to go ahead. Death to non-believers. Death to children. Death to people who don't
live. All I'm hearing is yep.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I got to get my other shit. I'll go ahead. I'll come back.
look, the Lord don't like ugly. Get out my
Lord life. Don't like ugly. You see how he
silenced you. Look, he silenced you.
Yeah,
did you see that joke?
Yeah, the Bible says you got to
That's what the Bible says. You got to charge up that cell phone.
Hold on, y'all. Wait a minute. Wait. Everybody be quiet for a moment. Cause, all right, Kat, it's your turn to talk. Go ahead. Oh, now she hang up the phone. You see that, Debbie? She said, I wouldn't let her talk. As soon as I make everybody be quiet so she can talk, what happened? I invented penicillin. Oh, my goodness. I don't think so.
I didn't hear her try to say anything.
Debbie's still in the chat room. Hey, isn't Debbie giving Bible lessons? Debbie, why don't you bring your ass on the line here?
No.
What?
Are you going to do a show on Satan, too?
We can do a show.
I always ask people, have you blessed God today? And they think that I'm crazy. When people say, God bless you, but I ask the question, have you blessed God today?
And you should bless him every day. You sure should. You're right, mate. And you know what? If more people did that, there'd be a whole lot better world. You know what, Kat? You know I let you talk, Kat. You wasn't saying anything, and I just tried, you know, but okay. Anyway, let's go where we go on. We got another caller coming in, 847. Let's get 847 on the air. 847, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Now I'm on my cell phone, okay? That was
oh,
okay.
He came back. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, go ahead, man. I'll mess with you, Rob.
Yeah. Now let's get it in. There's a whole lot of references.
Huh? Go ahead.
There's too many references to death in that book, man. And you can't go ahead and say this. It's a book being used for the worst thing there is with the beginning. When right after the Cain kills his brother, you deal with the Noah's Ark story. You killed all these innocent babies. For what reason?
Wait a minute. What baby did he kill?
Oh, so there were no babies on the planet when Noah built his party boat?
Oh, man.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
So there were no babies on the planet when Noah built this party boat, supposedly.
Since you want to go there, God and Noah warned these people for 130 years what was about to happen. All right? This was not, God going to flood the earth tomorrow. Okay, get on the boat. Let's go. No. He warned these same people for 130 years what was about to happen, Rob. It wasn't just yesterday. It didn't happen just tomorrow. 130 years. And these same people laughed at him, thought he was crazy as heck.
That horse don't ride, baby.
That horse does not ride.
They had an opportunity, Rob, just like he gives us opportunity
every day to accept him as our personal savior. He gives us that opportunity on a daily basis. Now it's up to us to decide whether that is what we want to do or not, Rob. But he does give you the option to do that.
Okay, that still justify him killing innocent babies. Right? That what you said? Because I warned you for what you've done, but it's all right for you to go ahead and kill your baby.
No. Number one, you're working out of the Old Testament. Number one, okay. Number two,
regardless.
No. Because the old now, yes, his laws was very he was setting precedents during that time, and he was real strict about his law because my law said this is what's supposed to happen. He just didn't go out killing folk though. Anytime something happened, there was a warning. He just didn't turn around and say die now. He didn't do that. In that case, then, if that was the case, Rob, he could have took out Adam and Eve right there in the garden, even when they disobeyed him for eating off the tree of life. Come on, Rob. What you're saying, Rob, is something you're putting yourself into it that's not there.
That is right there. You go ahead and look. He killed off innocent
Rob.
Women and children Rob. For no reason.
Hey, Rob.
No reason. You tell me what babies done to go ahead and deserve to kill.
Everybody had a chance. Everybody had a chance when Christ died. When Jesus died, everybody had a chance. Everybody, whether they had already lived or The one that had died, they had another chance. When he went down in the hell, and they heard the word, they had another chance.
So what? You still go ahead and overlooking reality here.
No, you're overlooking something, and that was everybody had a chance. Time? So you cannot say that God killed these folk. Those folk had a chance to get on that ark just like everybody else.
They had a chance to repent and
be saved just like Noah and his family did. But yet,
a one-day-old baby had to go ahead and die?
They chose to laugh at, hey, it was part of their family, Rob.
The
man is responsible for the religion in his household, the spiritual well-being of his household. The man is responsible. So if that man decided, no, my family don't believe in this, I ain't believing this, then yes, they had to die because the father made that decision.
But that was not on God.
That was a personal decision that they made. God gave them a choice. Well, for 130 years, he gave them a choice.
What you're telling me is that, look, if your neighbor comes over and kills somebody in your house, you got the right to go ahead and kill everybody in your neighbor's house. Is that what you're telling
them? What?
You got the right to do whatever you want. I want to clear this up. I heard a pastor say this.
Hold on for a minute. Now, the show is going in overtime, so we have 3 minutes and 30 seconds left. So if you want to continue to hear the show live, call in 347-838-8622. You can stay in the chat room, but you're not going to be able to hear anything. That's all I'm going to say. So get on them lines and let's happen. Now, go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
I heard a pastor say something like that too. If somebody walks on the front yard and somebody trying to kill you, is that wrong to kill him? He said if he was using himself, if a man slaps me, I won't slap them back. I'll let God deal with it. And I looked at him very respectfully and nice as I possibly could say, that is the craziest thing I ever heard. You slap me, I'ma knock your teeth out. That's just
I'm gonna knock your ass out. That's your with that program.
And that's your choice that you're making. And that's your choice.
But that's your choice.
Because that's not his choice. That's not what he left as his law.
He made it sound like God said to do this.
He made it sound like he didn't save God or Jesus. This is a law or commandment, but he made it sound like in his words that Jesus prefers if a man hits you not to retaliate. He won't retaliate. That's what he says. Okay. No, I'm not down with that.
Well, I'm saying, that's why I know you're not down with his law then, because you have to look at his laws, not what man puts for you to look at. Look at his laws.
He's not
and look at
law.
You see what you're saying. You won't want to sin. If you don't want to sin, you'll follow. But if you do, you follow the faith. So that's the point blank.
I'm gonna tell you straight up. It's like this: if that man hits you, you're supposed to get down and pray for him, all right? Because you're supposed to pray for your enemies, right? Now, however, the flesh tells you. Listen to what I'm saying now. That is what it's right. The flesh tells you that this man just hit me. I'm about to go upside his head back. Fine. If that's your choice. But in the same breath, you still can get down on your knees after you done beat him down and ask for forgiveness. That what makes God such a wonderful God. I mean, you just can't keep going out there beating on folks talking about, God, forgive me. No, it don't work like that.
That's a good one. You can't keep
beating up on
people.
Yeah. That
was a good one.
I'm gonna add a little something here. Now, the Bible, especially the New Testament, actually teaches us a better way of living to get along with one another and to be able, if everybody would follow it, you know.
Yes.
But, you know, it teaches us a better way to live and be forgiving and dealing with each other, you know. it actually teaches us a way to really just keep down a whole lot of chaos if we would follow it. But the problem is, you know, everybody's not going to follow it.
No.
So when you don't believe that stuff, you're supposed to kill me, right?
No.
No, I'm not going to keep.
And look in that chat room, I put a lot of references to that. And man, come on, that's what's there. You know, I remember specifically Deuteronomy 21 talks about you supposed to stone to death your disobedient kids.
Deuteronomy, not written in stone.
In the Old Testament, they judged, man. It was judgment. If you didn't follow the law, you was being judged.
And that Jesus was the law of the land.
That was all the law that they had. But after Jesus came, he fulfilled the law.
Say that again, Vernon.
He fulfilled the law. He didn't change it. He fulfilled it.
Which,
everybody got wrong, you know, and everybody got all this little stuff that they hiding in the closet, but they still stoning people to death and different things. That's what was going on. That's what it had turned into, Rob.
Come on, brother. You know, this is one of the reasons why anytime I have a discussion with people that the Bible bangers, first thing I do is you ain't getting out of Genesis. You can't explain that, so you can't supposed to be going through the rest of the book. You can't explain none of these characters in the beginning of the book. You can't explain where they come from. You can't explain how you got Noah on this party boat and you still got kangaroos. I've been to Australia. How do they exist? You can't explain how polar bears got in Alaska and that region. You can't explain how animals got around the planet, but you're gonna tell me you took two of every animal and you got different species of these animals. Don't tell me about scientists. It's common sense, right?
That's what you're talking about now.
That means they put two of every animal on the boat, and then when they got off, they multiplied and made more.
How did they wind up in Australia? The same way you landed in Chicago.
Somebody brought them there.
They're
not supposed to be in this country today or over here.
Just like Chris said, my dad got with my mom and they was getting it in. That's how I got
well,
it
that's
in.
Right.
That's how Eli got here. Working it, boy. Back then, those men worked it.
Those men were 800 years old still having children. So,
Can't nobody live 800 years. That's a myth and a fallacy.
Oh, that's what that is, Rob.
It sure is.
Hey, Rob,
he entitled to his own opinion. You know, he's a man that don't want to believe. Rob, you have to understand.
Look, back then, Rob, everybody ate natural back then. It was not a feasible, and the Lord blessed them for following the law. Let's be honest. How many of us would actually take our son, put him on the altar, and actually be willing to cut his throat as a sacrifice to anybody?
Let's be honest about this.
But damn, Abraham was ready to do that, right? Just coincidentally, there was a ram in the thicket that just happened to wander there, right? And he changed his mind.
You have to realize, Chef, Rob is not going to believe. He's going to challenge you on everything you say, man.
It's a difference in believing and going ahead and going with facts. Okay, facts can be proven. A person's belief is something. It's just one perception of facts.
Well, what facts do you have to make me believe anything different? What facts do you have to support me believing anything different?
I just gave it to you. You weren't listening. You know, because This is the problem with Bible bangers. You don't want to go ahead and deal with the facts when they present it to you because you believe
it. Why do you have to be Bible bangers?
There's a way
of Bible bangers. We didn't call you Satan.
Okay,
did
Bible
we?
Humpers. It ain't Satan.
Well, now we got to be Bible humpers. Really?
What's his name, Rob?
Yeah, Chef Rob.
He needs to go do some research on his Bible that he's talking about. Bible bangers.
I have.
Okay. All right, now, wait a minute, before we go any further, Rob, tell them what you believe in. Rob is an atheist, so y'all know we like banging our head up against the wall. But you know what?
Oh,
the Lord said, make sure you testify and you let them know the way you feel. Eventually, we're going to get to them. We're going to bring them home.
I don't have a belief system. I deal with facts. Okay. I don't believe nothing. I go ahead and make sure it's true.
You gotta believe me, Rob, the air you breathe every day is a belief system. When you breathe, if you don't wake up in the morning, you don't have a spirit in you anymore. So your spirit is not in you.
You know what? I'm going to bring it home for Rob. Rob, you know what? The blessing that you have when you're dealing with all these kids and stuff, the ability you have to prepare meals and like no one else, that's your blessing from the Lord, man. He allows you to be able to do that on a daily basis. He does.
He's just
waiting for you to open up and accept him, and man, the blessings even flow even more. I'm just saying.
Robin, have you ever seen anybody that stopped breathing and died?
Yes, I have. My mom did about 3 weeks ago.
When they take their last
breath, that wasn't a good thing.
Spirit is gone. There's nothing there anymore. So shouldn't that tell you something? Is something that was inside that body when they stopped breathing?
That ain't got nothing to do with facts.
That's spirit.
That's something made up to go ahead and make you believe this story.
What's got nothing to do with facts. You were looking at it with your own eyes.
That's got nothing to do with that. It's because you've been told this story so many times and by somebody who you trusted, you're going to believe him. You didn't come out the womb believing this story.
Please let me ask him a question, man. Oh, go ahead, Vernon. Last question. Go ahead.
Well, Rob, how do you propose this whole thing got started and how we got where we are now? What's your thoughts on how it happened? I want to hear this.
I don't know. That question I really can't answer, but I can't go with the Bible story.
Hmm. Okay. And we're going to leave it right there right now because I got to go to Bible study tonight.
I just hate to throw that in there.
I could be more prepared.
Right.
But anyway, hey, man, I want to thank y'all for showing me today. And as always, y'all get your last words in. And you know what? I'm be so nice. Rob, wait a minute. What happened? Oh, never mind. I see now. Rob, I got your old number up there. Go ahead. You start off, man. Uninterrupted.
All right. Well, I'm just going to say the world would be a much better place if they deal with facts and reality. Okay, you know, a person's belief is one's perception of the truth. Once you can go ahead and deal with science, and when you're on science right now, that's a fact. You got to go ahead and deal with facts in order to go ahead and proceed. When these belief systems are hurting everybody as a people, and people are using their beliefs to go ahead and manipulate and kill and control people. That's my piece.
Thank you, sir. And, you know, your opinion is always valued here on Let's Talk. And, hey, thank you, sir. And we'll see you tomorrow. And now go and help them kids down there, man, like you've been doing. All right. Peace out.
Yeah, I got to run and do some stuff tomorrow, man. So I'm going to send you another text message. I got some stuff. Chris, I need you coming out to my things here, man. You know, we got stuff going on this weekend at 110th and
Michigan. Hey, Rob, just go to the Facebook page, man, and put it up there.
Gotcha. I didn't know you had one. See that, man? See, you shut me down.
See, where you be at? Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Just go
there,
man. And then sit there. All right.
I will. All right. Advertise, Rob.
Advertise, man. That's it. All right, Chris. Yeah. Your turn.
Well, education is good and knowledge is the most important part of knowing about who you are and where you come from and going way, way, way back, rewinding this show a little bit, what I told my son. And the reason why he asked that is because most of his friends he talked to, they don't know who their mother is or where their father came from, and she don't have a vision or an idea at the young age of 2 and 3 where they come from. So he's a little bit confused, like, well, hey, was I an accident? Were you angry? Did you just, like, was she a one-night stand, et cetera, et cetera? So that was my thing about explaining it to him, and he felt pretty good about it. But everything Rob said was on point. I don't really need to, you know, say anything else, and don't nobody else need to do it either, so just end the show. No, okay, that's about it.
Lord have mercy. It's cool, I got, man. All right, Chris. See you tomorrow, all right, man.
Yep.
Lord. All right, Mace.
Hello.
Hello.
As I say, he left his law on his phone for everybody to follow. And those that don't, they got a choice. They can do good or they can do evil. They can serve Satan or they can serve him. And for each breath that you take every day, it's the spirit that's in you. Because once it's gone, you're gone. You go back to the dust. Because if you dig your grave up, there ain't going to be nothing now. And if you can go over and see the Garden of Eden, it exists. And it wasn't, it might be in the book, but you can still go and see the Garden of Eden. Because it's here, on earth. And that's a fact.
All right. I like that. All right. Well, thank you, Maze. And I'll see you tomorrow as well. All right, Vernon, you the last one standing.
I'm like Joe today. I don't have anything to say.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know. So everybody got their own opinions, man. You know, I can't get mad at that man for his opinion. He can't get mad at nobody else for their opinion. And how they feel, you know, hey, it just is what it is.
It is what it is. I'm glad you said that, because that's what it is. All right, man. Thank you. Hey, tell Cuz he missed another one. You know he's going to be heated, right?
Sleep, man.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
but when he wakes up, he's going to be upset about that. But okay. All right, Ver. Talk to you later.
Take care,
Eric. All right. You know what? And I want to thank Vernon, Chris, Maze, Kat, Rob, Jakim out of New York, and Benny, Migraine, Michael Hood that just slipped into the chat room, enjoying life, resigning design. That's it, Migraine, Benny, and everybody else that was in the chat room today, David Daly. Oh, man, I have so many. JJUK, oh, Radio Talk. Real Radio Talk 17. Hey, I just want to say thank you, everybody, for joining me, man, and supporting the show. Because without you, hey, the show wouldn't be as fun as it is. I'm not going to lie to you. What if? Today was what if, huh? And boy, did we get into some what ifs, huh? I'm telling you. Man, I'm striving to do the best talk show on daytime BTR, man. Now, hopefully I'm getting there with y'all assistance. So thank you, Michael Hood. Look, it's like this, man. When it comes to the Bible, everybody and religion and your beliefs and your faith, everybody has somewhat a different outtake. You know, my personal thing is, as long as I have a testimony to give and as long as I can stand up for who I believe is God and what he has done for me, then that's what I'm going to do as long as I'm behind this microphone. Even when I'm not behind this microphone, if anybody asks me, I'll tell them. I have no problem with that. And that's what it's all about. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, even though we may argue, well, why am I going to argue? We may have discussions on religion and thus says the Lord and you know, what other people say, science will tell you and this and that. But believe it or not, during this whole conversation, somebody has learned something. Somebody has taken away something from the conversations today. Okay, that is what makes me feel so good about my show, because I have that feeling that somebody has taken away something that they can use. Of course, we're not going to agree with each other all the time. Of course not. It's one of them rare shows where we agree with everybody. You know? But as long as we put the information out there, we educate somebody, we're getting educated at the same time, and
Everybody is learning. Everybody is giving directions to the right way. Now, you have to decide which way you want to go. All right? My way is with Jesus, okay? And God, that's my way. I'm going down that road right there to the pearly gates. Now, if you want to go to the red gates with the pitchfork sitting on top, then you can do that too. Of course, they're going to be sitting on top and the bottom, but maybe stop. But anyway, bottom line is, hey, it's all out of love, and we enjoy Babylon Jr. That's a good one, Michael Hood. But, hey, and we love everybody who come on the show and give their input. We may not agree with each other some things, but it's nothing but love regardless. Regardless, we love each other, and we do care about, you know, each other and what's going on in each other's lives. You know, that is the bottom line, no joking, laughing, whatever. All right. Once again, if you want to send me a message, anything, you can send me an email at ericletstalk@gmail.com or go by the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Hey, you got something going on in your neighborhood, you want to get it out there? Hey, go by the Facebook page and drop it on off. Hey, I'm there. Trust me. I take it and put it on my main page. So, hey, let's do some things. We can make some things happen. We have the platform now. We have a way of letting news get out there. But I don't know if you don't tell me, all right? That's all I'm saying. All right, y'all. Well, it's been fun. It really has. But I do have to go to Bible study tonight. So I need to go on and prepare myself. Once again, keep smiling. Remember to show appreciation, but just do it because you want to do it, not because you expect anything in return, okay? And forgive with open heart, but make sure before you forgive with open heart, your heart is clear and you have forgiven yourself first, okay? Well, y'all, that's going to be it for me until tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific. Oh, yeah, Goofy. Thank you, Goofy, Janice, Trina Lee. Oh, yes, his name's coming back to me now. You know, I have to, you know, they know I love them, though. And I'm looking at my switchboard right now, 803-205-571, 817-708. That's y'all area codes. Y'all know who y'all are. Thank you for hanging in with me to the whole thing. And we're going to go out of here, man. And you know what? We're going to go out of here with not the song of the day, that's for dang on sure. We leaving with Tupac, man. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye. Ooh,
yeah. Come on, come on.
I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I gotta be a poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a need, bro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a heat, bro. Get it to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal a brother. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey said. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can it never take a brother if it's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids and then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Disgrace the racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people. They'll be acting right. It's both black and white. It's both tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes guilt to be real time to heal each other. And although it seems ever since we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret or conceal the fact of penitence we sat and it's filled with black. But some things will never change. Try to show another way for the saying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real, don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling to the kids.
I gotta get paid.